Your emotions are not project to fix. For example, you feel a certain way and then you have to solve it right away because it's something negative. Like, for example, you're sad or you're mad or you're disappointed. People are trying to fix that, and you yourself, iniisip mo, kailangan mo din siyang baguhin or i-fix, yeah? So, parang ang approach would be, our emotions are there for us to embrace, to get to know, and to process.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
mm-hmm.
It's actually telling us something about ourselves that sometimes we don't know about. Like, parang wala tayong clue na ganun pala tayo. Pero our emotions will send signal to us. So kapag we are trying to fix that over and over again, baka hindi din natin makilala yung sarili natin. And then yung pag-deal natin sa emotion would not be also healthy. Mm-hmm. So it's okay not to be okay. It's okay to be sad, to be disappointed, to be mad, to feel negative emotion.
Hey, welcome back to the Stories ETC podcast. This is Season 3, Episode 4, Toxic Positivity. Man, we're nearing the end of the season and we're so glad you're with us listening to this hanggang ngayon. Brainstorms is the title for this season, and really, it's about trying to make peace with the chaos of our minds. For this episode, we'll explore kung bakit being positive every single time, even though the situations call for other emotions, actually does harm more than good.
I-share namin yung personal stories and experiences namin ngayon. Kasama rin natin si Jen Lara, isang registered psychometrician, to give us her professional insights. This was very helpful for us. Sana ganun din sa inyo.
Siguro I want to start this dem by telling my story,
wow.
A bit, no, on how a bit of my experience. Siguro nung kikwento akong talang buhay dito, pero my experience with toxic positivity and how really that led to my how my upbringing led to me being on the other side of the story once, no, about me being toxic positive din. I grew up in a very cheerful and funny family. So, laging sa pamilya namin, tuwing may gathering, laging tawanan, laging biruan, no? Basta, sobrang nakakatuwa. I enjoyed growing up in that kind of family. Kaya siguro, napaka lahat na lang din sinasabi ko, biro. So, yeah, yun yung aking kinalakhan. Pero at the same time, dahil karamihan sa amin ay lalaki, masculine yung kultura, no? Medyo stricto ang dating, at saka merong damang-dama mo yung machismo ba? Yung machismo, ibig sabihin yung parang yung kalalakihan, yung brusko kami. Hindi naman ganoon. Pero yung palatable and palpable feeling ng pagiging lalaki. So ano ibig kong sabihin? Dapat hindi ka nagpapakita ng weak emotions, no? Dapat hindi ka nagpapakita ng honest na feeling mo. Kasi dapat lalaki lang tayo dito. Dapat chill lang tayo sa mga ganyan. Dapat hindi tayo masyadong nagiging mahina. Ah, nasaktan ka? Bangon agad. Ganun, 'di ba? Lalaking lalaki dapat. So, I grew up in that kind of culture, no? It was funny and cheerful and optimistic and bright, but at the same time, medyo macho ang dating. Medyo may machismo nga. So, hindi ka pwede magpakita ng honest feelings. Kasi again, dahil nga cheerful, dapat good vibes lang, no? Dapat GV-GV lang. So, sa mga pinsan ko, again, sa mga tito ko, hindi norm yung maging tunay ka sa feelings mo. No one shared their weaknesses. No one shared how they've been throughout the day. So, kala ko, that's how it should be. That's how things should be done.
Mm-hmm.
So, I became like that as well. So, by the time na marunong na akong mag-isip para sa sarili ko, ang naging tendency ko towards weaknesses, for example, pag may mag-share o sa mga open forums, di ba, halimbawa sa schools, ang tendency ko rin talaga doon ay madiri. Yun yung word ko, tamang word siguro, hindi ko na imimins. Nadidiri ako sa mga nag-umiiyak, sa mga nagpapakita ng ano, ng weaknesses nila. So usually sa mga babae, pag nag-iiyakan sila, ay sorry be, sorry, magiyakapan. Nadidiri ako sa ganun. Yun yung tamang word ko, nadidiri. Kasi feeling ko, dahil ngayon kinalakhan ko, hindi dapat pwede yun. Dapat ano ka lang, ganun lang, positive lang lagi. So, throughout, as I grew up, naging talagang insensitive ako sa nadarama nila. Naging ang inclination ko towards the toxic positive side. So pag may nagsishare sa akin or whatnot, naiinis ako kasi hala, cargo ko pa yung feelings niya. Kaya ang sinasabi ko, hindi, ano lang, kaya mo yan. Positive thoughts lang, ganyan, happy thoughts lang. Diba? So, I'm excited with how we would learn na that actually does harm more than helpful, no? So let's talk about and in an overview. Ano nga ba pag sinabi nating toxic positivity? I believe Sarah can share her insights about this.
Yes, Ford. Ano ba talaga yung toxic positivity? So ito yung positivity na toxic. Right. Kumbaga nandun na sa ano eh, nandun na sa phrase na yun eh. So ito yung invalidating someone's feelings by forcing positivity. Ito yung pag sinabi ng isang tao na kapag nag-share ka ng negative emotions, ng pinagdadaanan mo, sasabihan ka na positive vibes lang, mm-hmm. happy thoughts lang, yung iba nga, mas mabigat yung pinagdadaanan sa'yo.
Mm-hmm.
So I myself also have experienced that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, personally, dati, akala ko yung responses na yun, normal. Kasi lahat ng pinagtatanungan ko, dun sa mga importanteng tao na sinisiran ko, take note ha, importanteng tao. Mm-hmm. Ito yung mga tao sa church, ito yung mga tao sa family, tapos mm-hmm. yung mga friends ko, special friends na sinisiran ko ng ano, ng problem, sinasabihan ako, ako, mindset lang yan.
Tapos,
oo. Tapos, sinabihan ako na, napaka-sensitive mo naman. Ako nga, ganito ako eh. Ganito kasi ako. Nako, hindi yan uubra sa akin.
Ang sensitive yan, kasi, okay.
Ganun. Lalo na sa family. Kasi, di ba, yung, hindi na ako lalayo. Dun sa parents natin, sasabihan ka na, nako, nung time namin, ganito yan, mas mahirap pa nung time namin. Kasi ano, nag-iigib pa kami ng tubig, malayo pa. Yung mga ganun pa na experiences. Wala yan sa time namin, ganito. Kayo kasing mga ano na kayo, millennials kayo, ganyan-ganyan. Uh-huh. Yun, kaka-cellphone niyo yan.
Yun, kaka-computer niyo kasi yan eh.
Kaka-computer niyo yan, ganun. So, thinking na normal responses yun. Siyempre, ako din, dahil doon, pag may nag-share din sa akin, ganun din yung nagiging response ko na mindset lang yan, ganun. Kasi yun yung na-receive ko na advice. So yun din yung ma-share ko. Pero isa yun sa mga reasons kung bakit it took me years
mm-hmm.
bago
mm-hmm.
ako nagpa-check. Dahil nga doon sa advices na natanggap ko. Kasi pinilit ko kasi maging positive lagi kahit sobrang bigat na nang nararamdaman. To the point na hindi ko na iniisip yun, binabaliwala ko, pero nakukonsume na pala ako doon sa negative na feeling.
Mm-hmm.
So, hindi talaga siya nakakatulong. Sabi nga, di ba ni Doc Myrtle, last episode, it's okay not to be okay. Kasi mga mm-hmm. tao tayo eh. Meron tayong ups, meron downs, hindi laging masaya.
Mm-hmm.
Ayun.
Pero, hindi naman in the defense kundi to give a proper playing field sa atin. Ito kasi yung I think nagiging normal response natin lalo na ng mga Pilipino pagdating sa mga ganito. Kasi we've been kinda accustomed or made to believe na dapat resilient lang tayong mga Pinoy, no? In fact, ito nga eh sabi nga ni Lorraine, she also had this attitude daw before. Tapos lately lang niya na-realize na mali pala. So, alam mo yun, there's that feeling na karamihan sa ating Pinoy, talagang ganun yung nararamdaman at ganun yung nagiging response dahil yun yung kinalakhan natin. Siguro we would talk about this more later, pero just to give us an overview, Jen, from a psychological standpoint, bakit actually harmful ito more than good? Kahit overview lang, ano?
Yeah. So to also add to your point, Ford, no? So yung parenting style, also in a way, yung how parents deal with us in a certain way na pag nakaka-feel tayo ng negative emotion, and then it's normal, actually, not really normal, but parang ma-expect mo na yung mga parents mo to not understand fully.
Mm-hmm.
Because I believe it's a cultural thing and a generational thing.
True, yeah.
Parang,
that is true.
Yeah, our parents don't know any better, you know. Mm-hmm. Parang they had different struggles in the past, and actually they didn't have an actual idea what depression, anxiety, etc. are. Parang they really don't understand that in a full concept that we do. So I think yung parang in a way it's also us trying to understand them. But in a larger concept, like as we talk about it, yung toxic positivity, it's harmful because it doesn't give the person the time or the process to be in line with their emotions at the time they're feeling it.
Mm-hmm.
Kasi parang you're trying to tell that person to skip what you're feeling right now, because that's actually kind of counterproductive.
Negative.
For you. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, parang throw that away. Be positive because this is what's good for you.
And at
that point, for example, ha, ikaw namatay or nawalan ka ng sentimental thing na para sa iba, hindi siya masyadong mahalaga. Like for example, a notebook na pinagsulatan mo like way, way before na mga feelings mo, etc. And it's gone. And then parang there comes this person sasabihin sa'yo, okay lang yan, pwede ka naman magsulat ulit.
Mm-hmm.
Pero this person doesn't know how important that thing is to you. So that's actually that. Parang hindi ka niya binibigyan ng certain level of grief to actually feel on that moment. So it's actually harmful kasi minsan kapag ginawa natin yon over and over again, hindi tayo magiging in line with our real emotions.
Mm-hmm.
So we can talk about it later. Pero kapag if you look at it in a bigger concept, those suppressed emotion could also project in uglier manner. So kapag hindi mo na process yung mga emotions mo din, sadness, any negative emotions, it could come off negative or uglier in the near future. So that's actually helping you as well. So toxic positivity doesn't help you kapag may nafe-feel ka and then that person is trying to block that. Yeah.
There's this question sa ating comments, which I think is a lot of our viewers are asking, and it's also a very logical question, no? Pero bago yan, gusto rin nating batiin si Tita Gloria ng Good Evening din. Dumati siya ng Good Evening. Opa, good evening din po lahat. Si Tita Gloria ay atin pala, ay mother pala ni Sarah. No?
Hi,
so
ma.
Yeah, good evening din po. There's this question by Coach Josh. Paano nagiging toxic ang isang positive outlook? Is it wrong to be an optimist?
Ako ba yung sasagot?
Pwede, yeah. We could, or...
there's actually a lot of factor, but I think one of the greatest factor when siya nagiging toxic is the timing. The timing. Kasi for everyone's information, being positive, being optimistic, being hopeful is not at all bad. I mean, we are not trying to tell you that you should not be hopeful, you should not be positive. It's not our message. But if you come off na toxic na yung pagiging positive mo, so ano yung mga factors doon? So one, I think, and I believe it's really timing. Like for example, someone is going through something and then you really don't understand yung depth ng pinagdaanan niya. Oo, parang at the onset, nagkwento lang siya. Tapos here you are with all your Bible verses, with all your ipag-pray mo lang niyang, with all your positive thing. And that person is not needing those things. Ang kailangan niya lang is someone na makikinig. Someone nga na siguro hindi sasagot. Someone na magpapa-feel sa kanya na nandun ka, na nakikinig ka. Pero kapag sinabi mo kasi yung mga kailangan mong sabihin na positive, hopeful, etc., baka hindi siya madali para sa mga sa taong may pinagdadaanan. Siguro maghintay ka. Siguro hintayin mo na siguro next week or next month or maybe 6 months from now, maiintindihan niya. Pero dun sa point na hindi niya maiintindihan, ibig sabihin lang nun, yung positivity, hindi pa niya ma-fully parang comprehend at that
and
time.
And appreciate,
kasi,
no?
Oo. Kasi at that time, ang focus niya is his or her pain. Parang paano ko ito maaalis? Paano ko ito maaalis? And there, tapos sasabihin mo, oh, pag-pray mo lang yan, pero sasabihin nung nakakarinig, paano? Paano niya mo? Parang magic word ba yung prayer? Na,
totoo yun. No?
Ano, magic wand ba siya? Parang ganon. So, hindi siya ganon kadali para sa nagsustruggle. So, it becomes toxic. Lalo na kapag forcefully mo, ini-inject yung belief mo. To the point na you're invalidating that person's emotion. Ay, dapat hindi mo nararamdaman yan kasi alam mo, ang daming mga tao na may mas malaki pa yung pinagdadaanan sa'yo. Pero hindi mo din naman alam kung ano talaga yung pinagdaan. So it's actually invalidating someone's emotion. And it's actually bad for someone who's struggling at that time.
Asher James was agreeing, sabi niya, right thing at the wrong time is the wrong thing. And that holds a lot of truth for us ngayon na mahirap kasi kapag ang naging posture natin towards people na nag-undergo ng really hard times, eh, ipipilit mo yung optimism mo. Ipipilit mo yung kaya nga nagiging toxic yung positivity. I mean, really, ang sinasabi natin dito, pwede, I mean, you should be positive, di ba? I mean, that's a good outlook to have. Pero kapag ka-undrew na, ibig sabihin unwarranted, no? So namatayan ka, halimbawa, namatayan ka ng tatay mo o nanay mo, no? Pinakamahal mong tao sa buhay. And then here comes your friend. Sabi sa'yo, naku, ako nga bro, namatayan ako ng tatlong magulang, sabay-sabay. Oh, ala? Hindi, di ba? Sumobra pa yung magulang niya ng isa. I mean, it's really, it would be insensitive for us na sabihin yun sa kaibigan natin. Kasi ang kailangan niya sa pagkakataong yun, someone to listen to. Diba? And pwede ka naman naging positive, just not in that point, just not in that certain circumstance. No? Pero ikaw, Dem, people know you as jolly and optimistic, no? Hindi masyado kaya kanilang nakikitang nagagalit. How do you respond to statements of toxic positivity?
Totoo yan, Ford, no? Na parang hindi nga talaga, hindi kasi ako yung tao na paggalit ako, yung makikita sa akin, nagalit talaga ako. Usually, kapag galit ako, iniiyak ko talaga siya. Yun. So, pag umiyak ako, galit ako nun. Yun yung parang expression ko ng nagalit ako, ganun. Pero, paano ko nag-respond sa toxic positive statements? Alam mo, hindi ko kasi kayang sumagot sa tao, eh. Na, ikaw kasi yun, ako, iba. Hindi ko kayang ganun din yung tao.
Okay,
so, usually, parang nakilala ako ng tao na sanay, sa akin yung mga tao, lalo na yung mga naging yung mga close sa akin, ganyan, or yung friends, mga tao around me, siguro na sanay sila na agree lang ako ng agree na oo nga, okay lang, ganun. So, ganun yung, siguro magkukwento ako mamaya, no?
More about this. Pwede. Tatanungin natin si them later.
Oo, pero ganun ako eh, yung ano lang, kumbaga, passive ba tawag doon?
Pwede siguro a bit. Oo.
Ganun. Yun lang. Panay ganun ako.
I see. Before we go on to our a different concept about toxic positivity, siguro, well, let's make it clear for people ngayon. Is it right to say na okay lang hindi maging positive minsan? Kasi there are people na nag-iisip, eh paano Jen or Ford or them or Sarah, no? Kapag positive talaga akong tao, tapos nalungkot ako, eh hindi ba dapat maging positive ulit ako agad-agad kasi yun talaga ako? What can you say to these people from a registered psychometrician, Jen? Oo.
Yeah, it's okay. I mean, reiterating Ate Mertel's statement, it's okay not to be okay. It's also changing your attitude or your approach to your emotions. Like, your emotions are not project, or it's not a project to fix. Like, for example, you feel a certain way and then you have to solve it right away because it's something negative. Like, for example, you're sad or you're mad or you're disappointed. People are trying to fix that. And you yourself, parang iniisip mo, kailangan mo din siyang baguhin or i-fix, yeah? So, parang ang approach would be our emotions are there for us to embrace, to get to know, and to process. It's actually telling us something about ourselves that sometimes we don't know about. Like, parang wala tayong clue na ganun pala tayo. Pero our emotions will send signal to us. So kapag we are trying to fix that over and over again, baka hindi din natin makilala yung sarili natin. And then yung pag deal natin sa emotion would not be also healthy. So it's okay not to be okay. It's okay to be sad, to be disappointed, to be mad, to feel negative emotion.
Guys, ulitin lang natin yun. Napakaganda ng statement na yun. Your emotions are not projects to be fixed. Get that. Na yung sadness mo, yung anger mo, yung minsan doubts mo about anything else, hindi sila tinatanggal. You just have to make peace with them, no? Actually, sabi nga ni Jan Burse, problems will help you mature and grow stronger. Di ba? How true is that? So get that, guys, from this point forward na your emotions are valid. Hindi sila projects, hindi sila problemang kailangang ayusin. They're things na dapat kaibigan mo, right? There are things na dapat at peace ka sa kanila, no? For us to be healthy emotionally, really, no? Another thing that we have to understand in toxic positivity is that kapag ka lumalim to ng lumalim at hindi na address, this can actually lead to abuse. This can actually lead or be a breeding ground para sa abuse. Sexual abuse, spiritual abuse, and stuff like that. Jen, can you shed light on how this happens?
Okay, so I think this is a very controversial topic as well for us to cover. But at least, siguro I'll give a little bit of a background. Because I had experience in the past raising up, speaking up for someone who was sexually and emotionally abused. And then I was really upfront because I believe that psychological help would really solve or at least help the issue. So sabi ko, that person involved should at least seek counseling and for us I mean, to the church should not be a willing victim na parang lagi lang tayong tanggap just because we are always giving grace to abuser, to anyone in the church. So sabi ko, we have to take action. We have to see actions from these people and from the person involved. And then, alam mo, yung the church being very conservative, being the positive, I mean, gusto nila positive lang lahat. So parang they care also about the positive image of the church. So they think na, that's too parang controversial or that's too negative. Why don't we just believe in the power of the Holy Spirit to work? Like let's take our hands off in this situation. Let's wait for the Holy Spirit to work.
Patay.
And we never know that maybe that person will grow emotionally on his own, etc., etc. And I think that's toxic positivity, because you are being positive but you are not being realistic as well, and that breeds abuse because you're not also, I mean, in a way na super positive ka sa situation, hindi mo na din naiisip na meron pang other party na mas nasaktan or mas na harm versus this person na binibigyan natin ng so much grace and the working of the Holy Spirit, etc. So I think kailangan natin ng balanced approach on how to really give light on this toxic positivity. And as well, I believe that personally, hindi ako naniniwala na hindi ako masyadong believe sa power ng Holy Spirit kapag pag kailangan mag-seek ng counseling. In fact, the Holy Spirit can work on those scenario kapag nag-seek sila ng psychological help, etc., versus us being lenient on the situation without really doing anything, like hands off talaga tayo.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it takes action, and then toxic positivity breeds abuse in that sense, or in my own experience as well.
Mm-hmm. And I believe it's really lazy for us Christians na ipagpa sa Diyos mo na lang yan. Kasi practically, ang ibig sabihin para sa atin, ano, nang ipagpa sa Diyos mo lang yan, hindi mo naman ikaw personal na sinasabi mo pero papa sa Diyos, hindi mo naman siya pinapanalangin every single minute of your life . Actually, God uses people to make His will possible and practical and tangible and incarnational sa mundo. So it's actually really super lazy and mission defeating and gospel defeating para sa mga Christians, Adventists, na sabihing hayaan mo na lang yung Holy Spirit niyan while you do nothing. I mean, wow, we are called representatives of Jesus Christ, the hands and feet of Jesus Christ. Hindi para sabihin yun. We've been called the hands and feet of Jesus to actually do and effect something else, di ba, sa mundo.
Yes.
No? Catherine Monta is actually agreeing. No? Sabi niya, minsan talaga nasasabihan pa ng kulang lang sa basa ng Bible at panalangin. Well, in fact, yung mga taong nagsastruggle, sila pa yung halos umiiyak sa panalangin. We should be very careful kasi dapat balanced. Totoo lang, no? Sa totoo lang.
So true lang talaga.
Totoo. Actually, meron question si Art. Sabi pa ni Jan Burse, good works without faith is dead. In the sense na faith is actually working. Di ba? Faith is actually something that is tangible, something that is palpable, something that can be felt. Di ba? Actually, may question si Queen Burns. It's kind of upstairs na gusto kong sagutin natin sa last part kasi it actually goes there. Sabi ni Queen, mali po ba yung kahit na hindi na positive yung nangyayari sa paligid mo, pero ikaw, positive side pa din yung tinitingnan mo? I guess pwede natin siyang sagutin, Queen, later sa part sa point 4 kasi magfo-focus tayo doon later on how to approach positivity properly, no? So intay ka for that para maano natin lahat. Pero at this point, gusto kong tanungin na si Dem from this perspective. I believe you have some stories to share, lalo na we're talking about abuse and the unfortunate role of the church in this.
Mm-hmm. Actually, Ford, iniisip ko talaga kung ano ba yung i-share ko.
Right.
Ayan. Kasi alam mo ba, siguro, sige, dalawa na lang. Para
kanina iniisip yung sinishare, ngayon may dalawa ka nang mag-share. Ganyan si Didem kabilis mag-isip.
Hindi. Naisip ko lang kasi, Ford, siguro pwede yung sa about church, sa loob ng church, and pwede rin yung sa community ko mismo, like sa friends, sa
right. Yan, ganun-ganun. Oh, pwede may share pareho.
Sa ibang relationship. Oh, quick lang naman to. Pero yan nga, unahin ko yung sa church, Ford.
Alright, go ahead.
Alam mo, di ba sa school natin before, sa PCA, sa PASES, syempre, ano, magandang training ground talaga siya, di ba?
Mm-hmm. May free endorsement pang PCA, yeah.
Enroll now.
Ma'am Palma was watching kanina eh. Hello, ma'am.
Oo.
Go ahead, sige.
Yan. So, ayun nga, di ba? So, syempre, I believe na train talaga tayo doon. Ikaw lalo na, di ba? Sobra. Lalo na sa public speaking and all, di ba? So, yun nga. So, na-train talaga ako doon na mas maging confident kapag nasa pulpit, ganyan, magkakanta, ganyan. Pero hindi po maganda basta kumakanta lang, marunong lang. Ayun, tapos, syempre nai-invite tayo sa iba't ibang churches, sa iba't ibang events, ganyan. Eh, imagine, ilan yung churches dito sa Pasay, di ba? May English, Tagalog, Bisaya, lahat, may high school, may elementary. So, hindi maiwasan na every Sabbath, may mag-i-invite sa'yo or sa ibang groups din, may trio pa, may choir, ganyan, may invite din, ganyan. So, minsan, kinocompromise ko na lang yung sa mga solo ko, ganyan na kapag may nag-invite sa akin, sasabihin ko, minsan ka, na gusto ko magkaroon ng break kasi, like once in a while, halimbawa, once a month, ganyan. May isang Sabbath ako na ilalaan para hindi mag, ano, nawala akong tatanggapin na appointment, ganyan. Mm-hmm. So, may one time na... na yun nga, yung Sabbath ko na yun, nakalaan lang siya para sa rest.
Of ganyan, course.
Uh-huh. Sa pause, ganyan. So, pero may nag-invite na parang ano siya, impromptu, ganyan. Mm-hmm. Mahilig tayo sa ganyan, impromptu.
Diyan tayo expert. Uh-huh. Mga 1 hour impromptu, ganyan. Uh-huh. 1 hour before.
Tapos sabi ko, ala, ano po kasi? Parang sinabi ko na, parang ayoko pa po kasi muna, ganyan. Parang pahinga muna po ako kasi lagi na lang, ganyan. Mm. Alam mo ba ang sagot sa akin? Ano, ano ka ba? Okay lang yan. Ministry naman yan. Kaya ano, okay lang naman siguro. Para for the Lord naman, o ginamit pa yung Panginoon, di ba? So parang ako, parang wala akong will to ano reject, to say no. Parang gano'n, na parang, parang hindi na siya helpful, kumbaga. Diba? Parang, so ang tendency ko, sige na nga, papayag na lang ako for the Lord naman. Kasi gano'n, parang nadala na lang rin ako na, oh sige, positive tayo kasi for the Lord naman itong gagawin natin. Sige, i-set aside muna natin yung rest day, gano'n. O, diba? So, yun yung akin sa loob ng church. Sa friends ko naman, siguro ano, na-share ko na to kay Ford kasi siya talaga ang aking last resort kapag mga ganitong bagay. Last resort talaga, no? Pero yun, gusto ko i-share to kasi I believe napakahalaga na maging maayos yung response natin sa mga taong nag-share sa atin. So, may time kasi, last year lang to, na nag-struggle talaga ako kasi ang dami ko ng delays, ang daming setbacks, ganyan. Kasi ano na ako, diba, twice na ako nag-first year, season 1, season 2, sa college, nag-senior high pa. So sobrang tagal ko nang nag-aaral and napapressure na ako kasi parang nahihiya na ako sa magulang ko na ang tagal ko na nag-aaral, ganito, ganyan. Tapos may news na nakarating sa akin na may isang subject na hindi i-offer sa semester na yon. So, kailangan ko siyang i-take sa next semester, which is, baka magkaroon ng conflict sa schedules. Ganyan. So, ako, nabahala ako kasi baka ma-delay ako kasi pag di ko yung nakuha, may subject na matatapakan sa next sem. And yung subject na yun, sa next sem ko pa ulit makukuha. So, nag-doble-doble na, ganyan, nagpatong-patong na, nagkantagulo-gulo na. So, shinare ko to sa taong sobrang close sa akin. Hindi naman kasi ako nagshishare kung kani-kanino lang, di ba? Tayo, may mga tao tayo na pinipili lang na pag-sharean talaga ng mga problema natin. Sobrang worried talaga ako noon and nahihiya. Basta mixed emotions na. Tapos, trinay ko mag-open dun sa isa kong someone na close sa akin talaga. Sinabi ko yun sa kanya, in-open ko yung problem ko, ganito, ganyan. And yung naging response niya sa akin.
Ano sabi?
Alam mo to forward, no? Na-open ko kasi.
Sabi?
Sabi niya sa akin, lahat naman kayo apektado, hindi lang ikaw. Sabi niya, alangan naman lahat hihinto sa mga pangarap nila para sa, ay dahil lang sa COVID, di ba? Yun yung exact words niya.
Yucks!
Napareply na lang ako.
Ang tamang sagot mo lang doon, okay, thank you.
Exactly! Ang nireply ko, oo nga eh. Yun na lang yung na-reply ko. Kasi ano pa nga bang sasabihin ko, di ba? Alam ka na sasabihin ko, oo nga, wala namang kwento tong iniisip ko. Ganun-ganun, di ba? Parang ako, lalo akong ano, guys, to that person or sa mga taong ganun yung response, it's more devastating. Yes, devastating talaga yung word ko. Extreme na kung extreme, pero yun talaga yun. Kasi,
right.
Siguro light lang siya para sa'yo kasi maybe hindi mo pa na-experience yung ganun. Pero dun sa taong nagsistruggle sa ganun na experience sa problem niya na yun, minsan kasi hindi siya naglulok talaga for solutions, di ba? Gusto niya lang ng mayroong outlet, may mapagsabihan. Pero alam mo yun na dun sa pagsabi mo ng ganung bagay, lalo mo siyang nasira. Lalo mo siyang nabigyan ng, kumbaga, ng despair. Hindi siya naging more hopeful na magiging okay ang lahat after nito. Ganun, diba? Parang lalo lang nasira. Dahil dun sa toxic positivity na responses natin na okay lang yan. Next, ano naman eh, kakayanin mo naman yan eh. May iba namang ways eh. Ganun, di ba? And, ay, ewan ko talaga. Sobrang iniyak ko na lang talaga yun. At si Ford talaga yung nag-isip na lang ako ng tao na kayang i-validate yung aking nararamdaman.
Patronized ako dito ah. May utang ba ako sa'yo? Ano bang?
Kaya guys ha, kay Ford, pwede yan, PM09. Pero yun, guys, sobrang helpful din ng community talaga na alam mong nandyan, kayang makinig sa'yo. Kahit makinig lang.
We'll touch on community sa ating appeal, sa ating practical points later. No? Pero gusto kong bigyan ng diin, kumbaga, yung kwentong sinabi mo kanina. Na kasi, ang tinitignan natin dito yung konteksto ng nararamdaman ng tao. For example, them was sa'yo personally nung sa kwento mo no, nakakaranas ka no ng really feelings ng pagiging down, feelings ng frustration, ng sadness, ng uncertainty. So kailangan mo ng taong, of course, dahil humans tayo, nang makikinig sa iyo, 'di ba? Hindi mo kailangan ng advice. So, kapag ka, when you are met with, alam mo, hindi lang ikaw yung nakakaranas yan eh. Ako din eh. Actually, marami nga tayo niyan eh. Ang tanging sagot mo lang doon, salamat ha. Okay, back. Tapos block. Block that person.
Noted. Ganun.
Noted, di ba? Eddie, wow. Ganun.
And yung masaklap pa, Ford, kasi may mga tao kang ine-expect. Kasi expect ng expect eh. may mga tao kang ine-expect na kapag sinabihan mo sila ng problems or ng struggles mo, parang sila yung talagang makikinig. Pero it turned out na kabaliktaran pala, di ba? Kaya mas nakakalungkot.
Ito yan.
Ito nga, sabi ni Queen, kaya talaga dapat careful talaga sa lahat ng sinasabi.
Sobrang true, sobrang true.
So true lang.
Sabi pa ni Celini, hello Celini, thanks for sharing and thanks for tuning with us. Sabi niya, medyo masakit po talaga yung gusto ng tao na magbago ka kaagad or else ma-judge ka. Diba? Na kapag ka hindi ka nag-fit doon sa mold nila, aba, wala na. Tapos ka na, hindi ka na bilong sa amin, diba? In connection dito, guys, nakita ko yung comment ni Coach kanina. Kapag ka nakaka-relate kayo dito, guys, durugin nyo yung puso nandyan sa inyong live. Sabi ni Coach, tingnan natin sa taas. Ayan. Sabi ni Coach, pati yung tipong hindi ka nakahanda mag-sermon, tapos ikaw ang pagsasalitain, sasabihin sa'yo. Ang anak ng Diyos laging handa. So no choice ka na lang kung hindi magsalita.
Oh,
di ba? No, ang sarap ibalik. Bakit po wala kayong speaker? Di ba? I mean, again, shout out din sa you, Ford.
Ford, shout out talaga.
Again, in connection dun sa sinabi ko kaninang laziness, part ng laziness nating mga Kristiyano, is that, part ng laziness natin, no, yung hilig natin gamitin talaga yung ministry card. Diba? Na yung ministry naman to eh. So ano ngayon? Ministry or not, diba? Paid or not. Time ng tao yung kinukuha natin dito, di ba? It's actually their entire prerogative. It's actually their entire right na humindi. Kasi hindi mo naman hawak yan eh. I mean, ikaw ba ang nagpapaano dyan? I mean, pagmamayari mo ba yung tao? Hindi, di ba? I mean, so 100% it's their right to say no, di ba? So, ministry or not, kahit pa nga paid eh, di ba? Kahit pa nga paid, it's actually their choice not to say yes. So, and it would be really insensitive of us na nasabihing ministry naman yan, no? Or ang anak ng Diyos ay laging handa. Kasi God gave us free will to say no, really. So, kung hindi kayo handa, it's okay na, ay, kapatid, pasensya na ha. Sa langit, ay, pwede mong balikan sila, sa langit naman ang reward.
Lord, sabi nga ni Lorraine, pang konsensya daw tayo.
Ito, diba?
Kasi diba pag nasanay na yung tao sa'yo na ganito yung expertise mo or lagi kang jolly or optimist, parang take advantage ka na. Kasi, alam nila na, ito, hindi naman yan marunong tumanggi. So, go lang yan. Diba? Parang, hindi naman porket hindi marunong tumanggi yung tao. Parang iti-take advantage mo na yun na, sige na siya na, ganito, ganyan, di ba? Parang, time nga, sabi mo nga, time ng tao yun. Eh, di naman nabibili yung time ng tao, eh, di ba?
Totoo
lang. Hindi na babalikan.
Right. Before we move on to our practical points, I wanna ask Sarah, no, sa kanyang experience pagdating sa toxic positivity, lalo na, in relation or in the context of her having that mental illness, having that depression. Kasi it's already hard for us na mga hindi naman like diagnosed na mentally ill. Ano pa doon sa diagnosed na may mental illness? Sarah, if you can share just a bit of your experience dito.
Sobrang nakarelate ako doon kay Daya din. Kasi nung hindi pa ako na-diagnose at hindi pa ako under medication, kapag may nagsasabi na yung gano'n, yung toxic positivity, na sinasabi nila, naku, nasa isip mo lang yan, pray ka lang, ganyan, ganyan. So ako, kapag galit din ako, iniiyak ko talaga, nagmumukmuk ako sa kwarto, iniiyak ko lahat, and then nawawala na yung galit ko. Pero nung nakapag-medication ako, actually nakatulong siya kasi every time na ganun pa rin yung response ng mga tao sa akin, iniintindi ko na lang sila. Kasi, sobrang hirap, no? Sobrang hirap ng hindi aware ang mga tao na nagiging abusive na pala, hindi na pala nakakatulong, like what them nilarawan niya as devastating talaga. Hindi talaga siya actually nakakatulong, lalo na sa may mental illnesses. Kasi kahit sobrang konting bagay lang, madali kaming mag-breakdown. For example, nawala yung ball pen. Kung para sa'yo, nawala kang mental illness, okay lang mawala yung ball pen mo. Pero sa amin, kahit sobrang maliit na bagay lang yan, hindi siya maliit. Sobrang nagbe-breakdown kami kahit sa maliliit na bagay. So yun yung sobrang struggle namin na kailangan namin ma-overcome actually every day.
I see. So, you mentioned last week, I believe, and kanina, na this happens most especially pa sa church cultures, sa church setting, no? How did it make you feel about people in the church or the faith in general?
Sobrang naiyak ako. Mm-hmm. Na-disappoint ako. And to the point na minsan, ganito ba talaga to? Kung sino pa yung nasa church, sila pa yung hindi marunong makinig. Sila pa yung hindi nakakaintindi. Pero it's very important na maging aware talaga sila. Kaya thankful talaga ako sa podcast na to, sa live stream na to, na sana ma-reach sila at magkaroon sila ng idea na sometimes we have to listen. Kahit listen lang, okay na yun. Mm-hmm. Kasi minsan hindi naman natin kailangan ng advice eh. Diba?
Mm-hmm.
Kasi actually alam natin, minsan alam natin yung gagawin, pero mm-hmm. hindi natin siya magawa at the time kasi sobrang hinang-hina tayo. Sobrang gusto lang natin umiyak, gusto lang natin mailabas yung kung ano yung nasa loob natin. Yun. So, ayun.
I see. So, gusto nating i-emphasize na it's actually possible to learn, no? It's actually possible na maging more empathic ka, na to switch sides. No, kung dati hindi ka nakakaramdam, hindi ka nakakaunawa, pwede actually na maging maunawain ka. It actually just requires a bit of a listening ear. No. Before we jump on to our last point for tonight, gusto lang nating basahin si Asher and si Coach Josh. Sabi ni Asher, thanks Ford at nagkaroon ng ganitong usapan, naging aware ako sa topic na to. It's nice. Thank you Asher for recognizing that, no? Kasi lahat naman, no? Predisposed talaga and inclined sa pagiging unaware, sa pagiging medyo toxic in that positivity. Kasi lalo na bilang humans o lalo na bilang Pilipino din talaga, yun yung kinalakhan natin. Pero, wow, we are so wonderful, happy that such a wonderful thing is happening at you're learning from it. Sabi din ni Coach Josh, nakakalungkot daw na isa statement na kung sino pa yung nasa church, sila pa yung di marunong makinig. We cannot emphasize more dito talaga. I mean, naging baliktad na, no, yung role ng church sa kultura natin ngayon, sa society natin ngayon. And it's really insensitive to tell otherwise, no, to invalidate that. Kasi ang totoo, the church actually doesn't listen. The church actually doesn't help in these kinds of talks. Na kung kailangan ng compassion and empathy, aba, wag ka sa church pumunta. Diba? Diba? So, ultimately, that's what we are trying to do, trying to achieve. To create a safe space where the church actually does its mission. Where church actually becomes tangible in flesh. No, in doing the mandate of Jesus, na ano yun? Oh man, really be representatives of his heart. We have an episode coming up for our last season finale, guys, next week. No, pag-uusapan natin yung spirituality and mental health, yung connection ng biblical narrative at ng mental health. So stay tuned if you're excited for that. Pero from now on, I guess we can now jump into the only logical question na pwede nating tanungin. So, if toxic pala yung undue positivity, kung toxic pala yung mga GVGV lang, happy thoughts lang, how then? Paano natin ngayon i-approach ang positivity? I guess Dem can give us the overview and after that, we'll give the time to Jen to answer Queen's question kanina. Alright, go ahead Dem.
Okay. So, itong mga the following points siguro na i-share ko ay gusto ko lang i-acknowledge yung medical news today, din ko to kinuha.
Alright.
Ayan, pero before anything else, gusto kong i-emphasize na dapat maintindihan ng mga taong kausap, ikaw, you as yourself, na kausap ng taong isang nagsa-struggle or gustong mag-share sa'yo, na it's not about you. It's about the person you're talking to. Kaya,
wow. That's heavy, yeah.
Kaya kailangan i-set aside mo muna yung feelings mo. Kasi it's not about you. Hindi mo pwedeng sabihin na ako nga eh, ganito ganyan. Kasi hindi ikaw. Siya yung siya yung pinag-iisapan dito. Kumbaga siya yung leader dito. Ganun. Hindi ikaw. So ayun na nga. Una sa lahat, recognize negative emotions as normal and important part of human experience. So ever since nag-start yung episode natin, yung season natin, paulit-ulit natin tong in-emphasize, no, yung i-recognize natin yung negative emotions natin. Kasi we are human. So normal yun. Very normal na magkaroon ng negative emotions. Next is identifying and naming emotions rather than trying to avoid them. Ayan, isa pa to, no, na i-identify nga. I-acknowledge natin na imbes na sabihin natin, positive thoughts, happy thoughts, happy thoughts, mas makakabuti raw na i-identify natin na, malungkot ako ngayon. Ito yung nararamdaman ko ngayon, na i-acknowledge natin siya. Next, talking with trusted people about emotions, including negative feelings. Next, seeking support from... Eto, dito galing sa akin ha, galing to sa medical news today, sabi ha, seeking support from non-judgmental people such as trusted friends or a therapist. Ayan, so mahalaga na yung makakausap natin ay yung knowledgeable talaga about dito. And sabi, a person can avoid imposing toxic positivity on others by encouraging people to speak openly about their emotions, like asking them, ano bang nafi-feel mo? Ano bang nararamdaman mo? Ganyan. Next, getting more comfortable with negative emotions. Avoid trying to have a positive response to everything a person says. Ito yung sinasabi natin kanina, no, na bawat sinasabi ng tao, kailangan negative yung magiging response mo. Yung tinatry natin na i-fix yung emotions or yung feelings ng tao. And then next is, recognizing the intense negative emotion often coincide with powerful positive emotions such as a profound grief signals intense love. Ayun daw, so yun daw, i-recognize na yung intense negative emotions ay coincided with powerful positive emotions. Siguro may mga mas madadagdag pa dito si Ate Jen, no, na pwede nating magiging useful and beneficial din sa mga kakwentuhan natin.
Right. Sige, we can give Jen the time to round up on that, on how to approach positivity properly.
Okay, so I think Dem has pointed out a lot of important points already. But I want to give emphasis as well on how we can learn sensitivity and the proper timing to do all these things. Kasi all those things are good, but if not done in the proper time as well, might be harmful as well. So, for example, siguro coming from an experience as well, so if you think that you don't have that deeper relationship with someone who's currently struggling, don't try to like give everything all at once. Kasi baka mag-come off ka din na pushy, even though you're just listening or just, parang being there as well. So, parang gauge kung gaano kalalim yung relationship mo with this person. And it would really take you some time as well to develop this relationship with someone. Like, for example, someone is struggling with depression and you just know her or know him at that time. So, be there, siguro you have to really be intentional on reaching out to this person. Kasi you cannot be lazy. Like, Christians are not lazy. So you cannot just be like, yeah, I'm there with him every day. And then I'm sending verses, ganyan. And then how are you, but not intentional on really following through dun sa mga responses. So you have to be committed and intentional as well in giving all these things, this help. And The other one is timing and then relationship. And the other one, I want to put emphasis on the last point that Dem mentioned. So yung negative emotion coincide with a greater positive emotion as well. That's very true. Like for example, nawalan ka ng pet and then umiyak ka for how many months. So that only means you cared for that pet so much that you don't want it to let go. Like you don't want to say goodbye at all. Mm. So that means you cared for how many years of that pet's life you loved. And then alam mo yun, parang it's also a way for you to appreciate to see how your heart was big enough to like to have those positive emotions all at once. So also being bad, parang pag ni-recognize mo na positive emotion siya in the past, marirecognize mo din na valid pala yung na-feel ko. Mm-hmm. Kahit anong sabihin nila, na hindi naman napakaliit na bagay lang to, na hindi siya talaga masyadong kaiyak-iyak. Pero para sa akin, kaiyak-iyak siya kasi nag-care ako, nag-love ako, and that's more than enough for you. Because you will really appreciate how big your heart was at that time because you cared and loved so much. Mm-hmm. So I guess it's really being intentional, being relational, and for that person na struggling at that time, it's really recognizing your emotions at the time that you are experiencing it. So reiterating what I said earlier, so your emotions are not project to fix. So you don't have to fix it. You just have to embrace it. Like for example, sadness happens. Just embrace sadness at the time that you're experiencing. Okay, I'm sad. What can I do with my sadness? Can I still play the guitar? Can I still play the piano while I'm being sad? Yes, I can do that. So I am normal. I can function well while being sad, and that's okay. So you move forward with another negative emotion. Okay, I'm disappointed. I'm disappointed because somebody failed me. Somebody failed me because they weren't aware so much of their responsibility, and that person is important to me. So I will move forward. I will do the next task with me being disappointed, and it's okay. So you just have to embrace those negative emotions as if they're your own. So hindi mo siya kailangang alisin, hindi mo siya kailangang ilagay sa likod ng utak mo. Just like what other people are telling you na dapat hindi ka naglulungkot, dapat hindi ka na di-disappoint kasi alam mo yun, minsan bibigyan pa tayo ng bullet na alam mo, hindi masaya si Jesus kapag nakikil mo. Alam mo, gusto niya ng Panginoon. Ang anak ng Panginoon, laging masaya. Ganyan. So parang ikaw na nakakaramdam ng lungkot, ng disappointment, so sasabihin mo, ay hindi na ba ako anak ng Panginoon dahil ganito yung nararamdaman ko. So parang that becomes really, really toxic for someone na hindi na nga alam kung paano maging malungkot, kung paano i-approach magiging malungkot, dadagdagan mo pa na hindi siya anak ng Panginoon. So that adds up guilt.
Right.
Ay, hindi na ako malungkot. Hindi pa ako anak ng Panginoon. So ang dami mo ng negative emotion on that one.
Totoo.
I guess it's... It's really getting to know your emotion, being in line with your emotions. Dun sa receiver and also dun sa mga nagsasabi or sa dun sa limited knowledge about toxic positivity. So I guess it's not really late for us to learn more about this. That's why we have this platform to keep us grounded as well and to make everyone aware what is going on. Yeah.
Ang hirap kapag lagi nating ginagaslight yung mga tao on what we should I mean, what you should do and should not do in light of your being a child of God, di ba? Ang dami ko nang iniisip, bigla pa akong nawalan ng Panginoon, bigla pa akong hindi naging anak ng Diyos, ala. Dahil na, ano na, di ba? Nalungkot ka lang konti, tumulo ka lang konti, ala, i-disown na kita, sabi ng Panginoon. It's really, wow, it's really a misplaced
and it's anti-gospel
statement.
Totoo. Yeah, very, yun. Very anti-gospel.
Totoo.
Because Jesus is very accepting of who we are. And then He lets us feel what we feel. So if you are going to read Psalms of David, parang lahat yon emotions. So if you are if you will block every emotion that I am feeling right now, that's also like blocking every emotion that David felt at that time. Mm-hmm. Minsan nga mas ano pa siya, like super passionate niya about his feeling. Mm-hmm. Na minsan, ay, na-feel pala to lang ni David. Parang,
totoo.
Paano yun? Parang paano yun? Ganyan. Minsan pa, yung words niya, sobrang nagde-describe yung na-feel mo at that time. So parang, alam mo yun, it's anti-gospel to block people's emotion at the time they are experiencing it.
Mm-hmm. Right. And actually, kung titignan natin yung biblical narrative, makikita natin doon, hala, talagang pouring of, talagang emotions, bumabaha ng iyak, bumabaha ng feelings ng, mm-hmm. ng sigaw nila sa Panginoon. No? Lalo na kung titignan natin yung Old Testament, talagang it's really embedded in how honest the Israelites were, in how honest they have been to God. Mm-hmm. Di ba? I mean, the entire book of the prophet is all about crying to God na, Panginoon, nalimutan mo na ba kami? Bakit namin nararanasan to? Ala, ano ba? Hindi pa rin ba sila anak ng Panginoon? Di ba? Nasa Bible. We even have a book for Lamentations. Ang word sa Tagalog, panaghoy. Ah, napakalalim na panaghoy. Talagang, alam mo yun, tumatangis. No? Di ba? So, just simply looking at the biblical narrative in that bird's eye view, makikita natin na, wow, the biblical heroes have been very honest and authentic pala with their feelings sa Panginoon. And if they did, so should we. Diba? Before we summarize on the things that we've talked about, how to approach positivity properly, I would want to give time doon sa question ni Queen, kasi I believe that's something na kailangang sagutin. Ang question niya, ang hirap na i-scroll up eh. But I wrote it down. Sabi, masama po ba na kapag ka na positive kang tao, tas kapag ka may hindi nangyayaring mabuti sa paligid mo, no, kapag ka may mga negativity or weaknesses nangyayari sa paligid mo, sa positive side ka pa rin tumitingin. How do we reconcile toxic positivity and that question, Jen?
It's not bad. Again, reiterating what I said earlier, we're not advocating negativity here. We are shedding light on how toxic positivity sometimes harm other people's feelings or how they approach life.
Mm-hmm.
But if you are a person who is always hopeful, who is seeing things in a positive light, despite all the negative things that are happening to you, I guess it's not bad.
Mm-hmm.
In my own terms, I guess I can describe it as peace mm-hmm. amidst chaos.
Right.
It's not really being just having a positive vibe. Like, you know, parang vibes kasi could last a day or two lang.
Mm-hmm.
But peace could last long time. Like, having peace is being okay, being contented with what's happening, being fully aware that sometimes things could go wrong, but still trusting that someone's hand is in your life, like handling your life. Mm-hmm. So it's not just being optimistic. Parang, I guess it's deeper than being happy or being optimistic. So I guess it's having peace. Eh. So I guess I am not sure if that's what she's trying to ask. Mm-hmm. But that's for me. When I heard it, it's like having peace talaga. Because
right.
I've never experienced yung lagi akong happy kahit madaming negative. Pero I've experienced na I'm at peace while everything around me is in chaos.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm at all hands off. I'm at all trusting God.
Mm-hmm.
Despite everything negative, every negative thing that is happening around me. And I think that's peace, not deeper than being positive, deeper than being optimistic. It's really being peaceful with what you have or what you're experiencing at that time.
Right. So you got that, Queen, no? If you're still listening ngayon, it's not bad to be positive, to be looking on the bright side kahit na may nangyayari ng masama. In fact, it's actually advantages na gawin yun. Huwag mo lang, again, pinag-usapan natin kanina, ipipilit yung positivity na yun sa ibang tao na hindi nangangailangan ng positivity na sa pagkakataong yun. Maybe palipasin mo, not that at that very moment, na it's wonderful to spread positive vibes, really, di ba? It's helpful to spread positive vibes. Kailangan lang may proper timing, di ba? And then proper circumstances. Alright. So to summarize yung how do we approach positivity properly? One, guys, we have to listen and validate how others feel, even when it's different with how we feel. Diba? Second, don't ignore the emotions. Ito siguro yung, I guess, pinaka malakas na dapat nating binebelo ngayon. Simula pa nung episode 1, 2, 3 hanggang ngayon. Don't ignore your emotions. Hindi ko lang matype ngayon live eh. Gusto ko sana i-flash the screen, ano? Kapag nararamdaman mo sadness, just feel it. Kapag nararamdaman mo anger, you let yourself feel it. Kung nararamdaman mo doubt, you let yourself feel that doubt. Kasi it's really helpful for you to be authentic and honest with what you feel kaysa sa magpe-pretend ka na hindi, kaysa sa imamask mo yung feeling mo, di ba? Tatabunan mo ng tatabunan ng facade of happiness and optimism and positivity kahit hindi naman. Magka-crumble ka noon, magka-crumble ka kasi hindi naman yun eh, di ba? Lalabas din siya in one way or another. So at that moment na nadama mo yung sadness, iyak mo lang, friend. Okay lang yun, okay lang. That leads me to the next summary. Seek support from a community of non-judgmental people, as Diadem pointed out, no? I guess pwede nating tingnan yung comment na ni Lorraine dito. Sabi ni Lorraine, Church gising, sana maintindihan niyo po ito. Hindi natin maiiwasan madaanan yung role ng church sa issue na to. Kasi for the longest time, really, the church has been not a good place to struggle. Diba? It's been not a good place to struggle. And I guess that's why we're here. That's why we're doing this. To tell you guys na such a church exists. Such a community exists. No? The Project Grow Bay Area is a part of Project Grow Church Plant and the whole Grow community, no? Really, what we do here is we try to go back to the heart of mission. Kung ano ba yung nire-require talaga sa atin ni Jesus? Kung ano ba inutos niya talaga sa atin? Kasi it's not about making programs, eh. It's not about making good live streams. It's not about making perfect, immaculate sequence ng program, no? Na, ang ganda ng singspiration, ang ganda ng praise time hanggang sa scripture reading. Wow, ang gaganda ng mga suot ng mga tao, no? It's not about that. Really, ang naging mandate sa atin ni Jesus is to be His hands and feet to the world around, di ba? Yun yung mandate ng Matthew 28. And I'd like to make that appeal sa panahon ngayon, no? Na sa pagkakataong to, na that's what we're all about here at Project Grow Bay Area, for at Project Grow and for the entire Grow community, is to make the world know, make the world feel na, oh, such a church exists pala. So if you guys can't find that support from a community of non-judgmental people, guys, message nyo lang kami. Kahit nasa Mindanao kayo or Visayas or the non-NCR part of Luzon, baka pwede nating madaan sa chat. Baka pwede nating madaan sa chat na let's support each other. Tapos, alam mo yun, kapag ka pwede na, baka pwede tayong pwede niyo kaming bisitahin or pwede namin kayong bisitahin. And the point is, my point, our point dito is to connect, di ba? Na we really want to hear your story, di ba? Stories ETC is that it's our namesake. It's about hearing your story. It's about hearing your story. And we want to do that. We want to do that. Ako, personally, I mean, we can talk about this all day. Ganon din si Dem. Siyempre, ganon din si Jen and si Sarah, no? Sharing our stories really became the way for growth and understanding. So, really guys, kung nahihirapan kayo at wala kayong malapitan, we've been appealing this for episodes now. Chat nyo kami. Okay lang. Makikinig talaga kami. I mean, that's what we're all about dito. Sabi ni Liza Abigail, yes, I agree we have to face our emotional issues, no? He's commenting, after all, it's okay not to be okay for a certain time. But then we have to remember that we should not live like that forever. Ayun. Kasi, di ba, dun, tsaka ka mag-face ng growth mo eh kapag na-recognize mo yung feelings mo. Remember, it's okay not to be okay. No? So, in closing, quick one sentence them na closing remarks. Anak's closing remarks. Hindi, siguro, yeah, takeaways mo from today.
Siguro sa akin, no? It's really important to know na iba-iba tayo ng levels of sensitivity due to some circumstances. Kasi may times na siguro yung things na hindi na okay pa sa'yo, eh hindi na pala okay dun sa kausap mo. So we really have to be very careful sa mga sinasabi natin. And also, kailangan natin i-re-evaluate or reassess yung bago natin sabihin yung mga bagay na yung thoughts natin dun sa taong nangangailangan. So, ayun lang guys, PM lang kayo dyan if kailangan nyo kausap.
Totoo po. So, if i-flash ko sa screen natin ngayon yung aming social handles. Teka, saan ba yun? Yan. So, makikita nyo po dyan. Ay, mali. Ito pala. Yan. So, makikita nyo dyan yung aming social media handles. And you can also message this page, no, if you want to really connect with us. So, if you want to message them, andyan lang yan siya. Sarah, sige po. Yeah, I mean,
yes.
Take away, yes.
Take away.
Right.
Okay, ang gusto ko lang sabihin is, hindi makikita sa isang tao kung ano yung struggle niya. So, let us all be aware, sensitive, think before speaking. No? Mm-hmm. Never judge anyone. Mm-hmm. Kasi hindi natin alam po anong pinagdadaanan ng isang tao. Mm-hmm. And be an active listener. Yun lang.
That's wonderful. Alright, so Jen, for the last insights, sige po.
Okay, so I think takeaway would be siguro culture, I mean, we have experience in a way then approaching or debunking this toxic positivity against people who are always practicing this. And we always get the response na, oh, that's how we were raised, we didn't know any better, etc. But I guess this platform as well is a great avenue for us to give awareness. So it's never an excuse to tell people that it's a generational problem or it's a cultural problem, because we are here to make people aware of that. So I guess it's really being open-minded on the new generation of how people approach things, and really be humble on accepting that there are better ways to handle things. So I guess in a way as well, as I move forward, I guess may mga other things din na madedebunk in the future kapag as I grow older. And I think I have to be open-minded about it as well. And this episode reminds me to be open-minded.
That's wonderful, no? Kailangan kasi talagang progressive yung growth natin, eh, di ba? Ang hirap maging stagnant, eh. Hindi, di ba? Progressive. Dapat laging hungry for learning. Laging, ganun ba? parang mali, hindi na ba ako updated or mali na ba yung feeling ko? Okay, baka, di ba, baka it's nice to adapt to that as well. Sabi ni Lorraine, think before speaking. There we go. There we go. Diba? We have to be sensitive. And thanks you guys for staying with us until this point. Sa ating 18 viewers, na 18, 19 ba to? It's different. Thank you for staying. We would like to give thanks to Jen for letting us into her sked. So you guys give Jen some love. Comment heart or thanks kung if Jen really, you know, ang daming puso, di ba? Kasi you can react with the live eh. Ako nga din. Love. I know, you can react. That. So ang daming nagpa-pop up na love. You can see it there. I know, there. Love and heart and like and... but may angry? Oh, may hindi natuwa.
Sorry. May angry. I-acknowledge mo lang yung emotion mo.
Thank you for the wonderful episode, guys, sabi ni Jan. Thank you, Jan, for staying. And really, we have to be in touch with our emotions, no? So... for next week, for the season finale. Ang grabe, ang bilis ng panahon. Parang last week lang inaayos kong yung para sa episode 1. For our season finale next week, guys, we'll talk about and focus on the interplay between spirituality and mental health. Doon natin ipofocus yung time and effort natin sa statements tulad ng pray ka lang, no?
Kulang ka lang sa faith.
Kulang ka lang sa devotion. Kulang ka lang sa pray. Kulang ka lang sa faith. Baka hindi ka na nag-church, di ba? O hindi ka magiging anak ng Diyos pag puro ganyan ka. We'll talk about that next time. So I hope you'll stay with us. And this has really been wonderful learning this with you guys, with you, them, Jen, and Sarah. So sobrang nakakatuwa. Let's make this world a better place, no, by being more compassionate and empathic sa iba. So yeah, thanks, Jen. So, with Jen, oh, wow, nag-comment si Elmar Ariate ng pahabol na heart. Yep, we love you too. Love. Dami ako ng love. Okay. Alright, so with Jen and Sarah, this has been Ford.
And them, and you are listening to Stories ETC Podcast.